Well, I never have. And to the south, well, I don't know about rank or strong. They keep it too long.
Yeah. What does that word stout mean? You know?
You
know what stout mean?
Well, I come from a physical standpoint, you know, stout means somebody that's strong, you know, able to, you know, lift a whole lot, you see. That's what's called stout. Strong, you see. Some people can lift a whole lot, call that stout. And then you see, you can get stout when you be getting fat, you see. Somebody say, man, you say you sure getting stout. You know, your stomach getting larger, that's what's called getting stout, or, you know, your stomach getting pulled out, you see.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you ever, when you got milk, would you ever keep any of that thick, sour milk around?
Well, we did, because my wife keep it around, you know, to make bread out of it. Now, that make good bread. Sour milk make good bread.
Yeah.
It sure would make good bread.
That's called,
clabber.
Clabber. Would you ever make any cheese out of that?
Clabber cheese? Sure would. That's good, too. I like clabber cheese.
You do?
That's right. It's good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, if you kept milk too or butter too long, you might say, you said it would get what? It would get, would you ever use the word, would you ever say funky?
Well,
what does that mean?
That's something that don't smell or too good.
That's
strong. Musky, all the same thing. Strong or musky, all the same thing. Of course, if it's strong, you see, that's the odor. And musky, that's the same thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, how would you use that word? What would it mean? How would you use it? In other words, if you said something smelled.
Well, if it smells strong, it smells, well, either they're musky or funky and all like that.
Okay.
But I guess, you know, more logically, properly, I guess you might say strong or either musky. Of course, they're all the same thing, anyhow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, sir, when you, let me get a couple more from you. Would your wife ever make something with it? Kind of a deep dish, kind of a dessert, and it might have just a crust on the top, and it was made out of fruit or something like that.
Well, she'd make a lemon custard.
Yeah.
And
that's,
you know,
a crust on top, though.
Huh?
That's not a crust on top, though.
You know, you don't put a crust on top of lemon.
I have a crust on top.
Well, a peach. You cook a peach cobbler. Peach cobbler, you crust on top and bottom too. Well, see, your peaches be between. You got a bottom crust, then you got a top crust, you see. And your peaches be between those two crusts.
Yeah. Would you make everything out of apples?
Have you ever made like an apple like this? Crust?
I made, most of fried apples.
Fried apples?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, when you eat between regular meals, folks call that, you call it.
You mean eat regular like that? What do we call that? Snack.
A snack.
Snack. That's tween time, you know. Somebody said, well, I got to go to get me a little snack. That's tween time. That don't be a full meal. That's a snack.
Yeah.
Some sort of hold up until noon time comes. That's a tween meal. That's a snack.
How much would you usually eat?
Oh, I sometimes, if I'm around the house, I eat two different times before noon. Eat a little snack, you know.
Yeah.
And then, and noontime comes, then I eat a full dinner then.
Uh-huh. You like to eat a lot?
Oh, Lord. I like to eat.
Yeah.
I do. I like to eat.
They might say, oh, Mr. B, he loves to put away his... He can really put away the...
Well, sometimes I use the word, I can hide some food, you know, or put away some food.
The vittles?
Vittles, that's right. Food, you say, well, you use the word vittles. That's, because that's common, but still, that means food, you know. Somebody say, well, yeah, that shows some good vittles that you had today. That's some good vittles. Well, that means have some good food, you see. Just like people used to use call a poach. You know, years ago we used to have poaches on our house, you know, and wouldn't have no shade. You just have a poach right out from your door, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of them call it a gharry.
Gharry.
And then some of them call them poaches.
Uh-huh.
But the old name was a gharry.
I'll be.
So we did that. That was called years ago gharry, but now they changed, called poaches now.
Did you have any around the side of the front, around the side of the house or the back of the house?
Well, you'd have one back in front, not on the side. Have one on the front part of the house, one on the back part.
Yeah. Back stoop.
That's right.
When you're going out to feed the chickens or something, you might
go out the back way or back steps.
Back steps.
That's right. That's right.